life's like a flute. Life's like a trumpet. Flute is kind and nurturing. Trumpet is strong and empowering. Flute apologizes too much. Trumpet doesn't apologize. Maybe it's a stereotype, but they're on two poles. Like yin and yang. Or to everything, there is a season, a time for flute, a time for trumpet. Like the book of Ecclesiastes says, so we run our lives between flute and trumpet. Flute and trumpet can even be political parties, except when you have a political argument, it's double trumpet and no flute. A trumpet can only play one note at a time. A flute can only play one note at a time. So you can't do everything with just flute or just trumpet. That's why they always have to put pianos in the background. It just doesn't seem to work otherwise. And oh yes, lest we forget, flute falls in love with trumpet. And trumpet falls in love with flute. Yet there's a little trumpet inside each of us, and a little flute inside us too. The trouble is, if one's too loud and the other's too soft, they both get out of balance. So, how do you get them to balance with each other, or even within yourself? Two notes at the same time can harmonize, but they don't really make a chord, which is why we need a third voice. To really make a chord. That's because a three-stranded chord isn't easily broken, like the book of Ecclesiastes says. That's why I'm singing with them, so we can harmonize, so we can be both nurtured and empowered, and not tip over so much. It'll be more warm and friendly, even though we've only added one note, when God is a third note, or the can really harmonize until something starts to happen, something starts to happen, something starts to. We could go on some more, I guess, like this. But we think you get the point for now.